Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Under 4 minutes to go, and the Browns haven't scored a point. 10-0. They're losing to the Green Bay Packers. Spin ahead. 3 minutes and 39 seconds, and they get the win. 13-10. Still, go figure, folks. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. We go to the fan hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She is Miss Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we are well. Stunning the other day. And it's the NFL, so, you know, I think they should have won the Cincinnati game. They didn't. I don't think they should have won the other day on Sunday, but they did, beating the Green Bay Packers. A stunning comeback that I think can't do anything but help this team moving forward, because it's a confidence bolt they probably really needed.
Wow. I can't remember the last time I saw a finish like that. It was absolutely incredible, and I think the key thing here is they all did work together to pull this off. It took offense, defense, and special teams. And even though the offense didn't do its job earlier in the game, it did its job when the game was on the line. That's when you needed Joe Flacco to step up there with 12 seconds left and fire an 8-yard pass over the middle to David Njoku. That's when you need him to have enough poise to get the ball spiked after that, to set up that touchdown. And as Kevin called it, that will be a teaching tape for a lot of teams. It was the way to finish. The Browns didn't used to finish. And I think that that's going to carry them through some other games this season as well.
I couldn't help but thinking at the end of the game, when it was all said, how many times have we sat at that stadium or watched on TV for most of the fans and seen that storyline the other way around? Like, that seems to have happened to the Browns so many times since they came back in 99. And I think Jeff's right that there might be, you know, if you can get this feeling of euphoria to pump through the rest of the locker room, that maybe you do turn things around. I mean, Detroit played last night. I know the schedule still looks like it is, but they've got to tweak the offense. Mary Kay, what are they going to do with it?
Well, it's going to be really tough because now, as you guys know, DeJuan Jones is out for the rest of the season, and they're into their depth at tackle, and it's going to be really tough, especially when you have a relatively immobile quarterback that just can't get away from some things. So I think it's going to be really tough. It will help them that Quinshon Judkins can run the football. So I think that that's going to be a tremendous benefit to them over the next few weeks. But it's going to be tough if they can't get this passing game going. You saw last night, I'm sure, how good that Detroit Lions defense is. I think the Browns know what is facing them, and it's going to be really, really hard. And I think it's going to be hard to keep Joe healthy. Now, he's tough, and he usually does not get injured, but you can't keep getting hit that many times and not have some negative consequences come out of that. So they'll have to see about that. But, I don't think they're ready to go to Dillon right away, but I feel like it will get to that point if they can't generate any offense soon.
If the Browns hadn't come back, Mary Kay, are they making that decision right now?
I'm sure they would have been seriously thinking about it. Absolutely, 100%. If they hadn't come back and they lost that game and you're not scoring any points, definitely. I mean, as it was, They needed a series of events to happen to be able to get to that point. They needed a big, big contribution and takeaway from Grant Delpit and the defense, and then from special teams to pull that off. And you can't have that in the NFL. You have to be out there scoring some points. So if Joe Flacco isn't going to be able to do that, then they have to try something else. And I think that they would have thought about it after that game.
Mary Kay, Joe has thrown 45, 45, and 36 passes in three games. And I think, well, your wide receivers haven't been great. Your offensive line hasn't been healthy. And Joe's throwing like crazy. And he's thrown more passes than anybody else in the NFL right now, tied with Dak Prescott. That's silly, isn't it?
Well, they're doing what they have to do to get by. Right, they hadn't had a running game up until now, so they had to rely on Joe's arm. But now that they have a running game, I think that they will definitely use Quinshon a lot more than they have, and their run blocking has been good. Even KT Leviston, who subbed in for, after DeJuan left the game, he's basically a first-year player. He's technically a second-year player, but he didn't play last year. He's a seventh-round pick. His run blocking was really good in that game. His pass blocking was not good, but his run blocking was good. So I think they have to rely more heavily on the run, and they will. And if they can do that, then maybe they'll be able to score some points, but I think it's going to be tough sledding for a bit.
There's so many good, I keep looking at this rookie class, and I know that's been a big storyline, and it's hard to imagine that we're probably going to look back at this rookie class and go, man, they did a great job, and we really didn't even factor in the two quarterbacks. Just your assessment of what we're seeing out of the rookies, especially on that one drive. I mean, you got two gigantic plays from first-year players when you talk about a tight end and a running back.
Well, it really does seem like an amazing draft class, and I do think we are going to look back and point to this draft class and say, wow, because I remember back when the Browns had a million picks after the Carson Wentz trade, and they didn't do anything with those picks. Those picks did not become the cornerstone of the football team over the next 5 years. They didn't. But I feel like this group is going to be that. I feel like this is the beginning of the Browns' second Super Bowl window. It's Super Bowl window two that you're looking at right now. Super Bowl window one, those guys are on the back nine. And maybe some of them will be able to carry over into Super Bowl two, window two, if they end up getting a franchise quarterback next year. But certainly, I think we are seeing the beginnings of where the Browns are trying to go with this whole thing. And it really is a dynamite class.
All right. I'm recovering because you just mentioned the word Super Bowl and Browns in the same breath. Defense can make you think that, Mary Kay. Do you really see enough coming out of this offense with some of the skill position guys? And I like Quinshon. I like Harold Fannin. But do you see enough out of those young skill position guys that you think that offense can evolve a little bit?
Well, I'm not talking about necessarily this season.
I know that. I know that.
Yeah. Yes, I do think this offense can evolve. I mean, my goodness, all you have to do is look at Quinshon and Harold Fannin to see the vision of where they're going with this, and then you see what the young guys on defense have been able to do so far. And we haven't even really talked about Dylan Sampson yet. I think that he can really help and turn into something. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the quarterbacks. We'll see what the quarterbacks have. But those guys, it'll be interesting to see if one or both of those guys can step up and become NFL starters. So I think it looks like an amazing class, and I do think that this is the beginning of the next Super Bowl window. What they have to do, however, is rebuild the offensive line. Yeah. The offensive line, they're kind of coming to the end of the road for some of them, and I think that that's an area, it's got to be a point of emphasis over the next year.
Mary Kay, what did we learn about our next opponent, and what did we learn about what we were against the Ravens by watching last night's game?
What a tough, tough opponent this is. They're sound in all three phases of the game. They're explosive.
Their defense looked so good last night. Oh.
Their defense is so good. They mirror the image of their head coach, and they're just going to be really, really tough to beat. They look like a bona fide Super Bowl contender to me for this year. So I think that it's going to be a very, very tough and difficult game. I think that Dan Campbell is smart enough to preach to them just how good this defense is that's coming in. And I think they're going to be ready for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think they're going to overlook them by any stretch of the imagination, because I think the Browns served notice with that victory over the Packers that they have to be taken seriously this season. And I don't think people really felt that way before.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I love what Dan Campbell has done in Detroit offensively, because they're really dynamic throwing the ball, but yet they're based around two running backs and they just pound the football. And I watched what David Montgomery did last night. You know, he's the bigger guy like Quinshon Judkins. And Jahmyr Gibbs, terrific. I wonder if that is what ultimately our guys have in mind here, Mary Kay. And I say that knowing that Dylan Sampson had just one carry this week. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure that that is what they have in mind. And I'm sure that's what they had in mind when they drafted both of those guys, to be the 1-2 combo that they had, or a version of what they had with Nick and Kareem. And of course, both of those guys were big. So this is a completely different animal. But there are plenty of things that you can do with Dylan Sampson just from a speed and catching the ball out of the backfield standpoint. So he's a weapon in his own right. And I do think that those two guys together are going to be really good. And we just haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen the possibilities or how that can go. But I think that that's definitely something to look forward to. And yes, I mean, the Lions, they really have it going on in all phases. And I just think that this is going to be a really, really, really tough ball game.
All right, Mary Kay, I want to go back to the quarterback situation. If let's walk down the path of what's going to happen, because it was weird after the game on Sunday that, like, you have this gigantic win, right, for this team, for a kicker who, like, no one really knew what was going on, and you just kind of set the stage for optimism down the rest of the road. But everyone else is thinking in the back of their mind, man, the offense did not look good early on. And where are we going with this thing? So I just kind of want to reiterate and get your big full picture on what Joe Flacco's future is right now as we look forward. I think personally, I think Kevin would be happy to start him all 17 games. At what point would they have to pull the trigger?
Well, the number one thing that Joe has to do is protect the football. He's got to protect the football and play clean ball. Here's the recipe for them for right now. It is excellent defense, running the football, and then manageable, efficient ball from your quarterback. And that's what he has to do. If he can do that and keep them going for a while, then he'll keep his job. Because here's the corollary to taking out your veteran, is that your rookie has to be ready. It's not like they have an experienced, savvy veteran, even Kenny Pickett sitting there waiting in the wings to go in. If that were the case, then that may have even happened by now. But they don't have that. What they have is a rookie, and you have to make sure that you're setting your rookie up for success. When you look at the end of that ball game, as I mentioned, Joe Flacco did something at the end of the game there that might have taken some veteran savvy and poise to pull that off. You don't want to put a rookie in a situation where he's going to lose his confidence or be overwhelmed. Now, I don't think that Dylan is like that. I think that he is very poised and mature, and he knows what he's looking at and he knows what he's seeing, but it's a different ball game. It is a different ball game up here, and you just want to make sure he is ready for that moment.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you, guys.
Does it stun you that Joe Flacco has thrown the most passes in the NFL through three games?
Not one bit.
It does me.
It does?
Yeah. It does me, because
especially you. Really,
we heard about, you know, hey, we're going back to the run. We're going to run the ball. We're going to become a running team. We're going to do the Kevin thing again. We're going to run.
Yeah.
Joe's thrown 126 passes, 45, 45, and 36 in three games. That's a lot. That's a lot. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I did you think they had a running game in week one or week two?
Yeah, I think they actually had a chance to have a running game. And with Quinshon Judkins, I think you do. And
now
I,
you do.
I want to. Well, I think you could have otherwise. I think Jerome Ford is competent. And Dylan Sampson looks competent.
You need something more than competent. That's the thing. Like, well, to have a true running game, man, you better have somebody that can do just a little bit more, have a little bit of burst, be able to get to the second wave. I don't know. Is that what it's called? The second wave when you get past the line?
Is it the second wave?
Well, I don't know what that's called.
Nice.
Get into the other team's secondary. Judkins gave us hope that we haven't had since Nick Chubb left.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, man. I saw so many Nick Chubb jerseys at the stadium on Sunday. So many. I see them all the time.
We did a shtick. It was informative more than it was a shtick during the off season, because we knew the Browns needed a quarterback. We had to find a quarterback. We even put together a dandy little open for it. It sounded like this.
We're not allowed to play it anymore.
Oh, okay. You told me earlier we were.
Wow, man.
Okay.
And then depression set in.
See?
Do you want us to hum or something?
No. It was called Let's Find Us a Quarterback. And we just went through and we picked a quarterback here and there, guys out of the draft. We found guys in the NFL. We talked about these guys and we laid them all out. I happened to stumble across.
Oh, you wanted that? I thought you wanted the Wheel of Regret.
No.
We've got too many bits going.
I thought you wanted Wheel of Regret, too.
I said let's find us a quarterback, and we made an open for it.
Yeah, we can still play that.
Okay, let's play
it. We'll hit it.
Okay.
Words that are about to come out of Askin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to this segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Askin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
See, there it was. And then, you know, I gave information about these guys, and could this guy be the guy?
Andy and I got sick.
I came across the little format that I worked off of the other day.
Oh.
And I thought, this will make Andy mad. This will make Dan sick.
Great.
So we laid out these guys, but I actually stacked them in kind of an order that I thought this might be your best option. And I wonder now, as we sit here, Browns fans, if you're thinking, yeah, we should have, would have, should have, could have.
What is wrong with you?
Well, it's nothing wrong, Dan. I'm interested in the success of our football team. I'm interested in the success of our football team. That's why I did this.
You are interested in living in the past and wallowing in your misery.
Frank Ryan was one hell of a guy and a good math professor. The plan A and plan B. I had four names at the top of this thing of guys. And I wasn't looking at the draft, but four names that I thought these guys could be the answer. Now, not necessarily long term, but the answer for this year and maybe a few more. And tell me, I mean, Flacco's thrown 126 passes. The four guys I had up top, Sam Darnold, who was a free agent out of Minnesota where he went 14-3. He signed with Seattle, and he's done reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-1. He's completed 70% of his passes. He's thrown for 221 per game, 4 TDs, 3 INTs. Russell Wilson, who you knew could have walked in here and just started, has not played well in New York. They're 0-3. 59% of his passes have been completed. He is throwing for 259 a game, but he's thrown 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Carson Wentz was unemployed up until just before the start of the season when Minnesota signed him. And then J.J. McCarthy goes out with an ankle injury. Carson has to start last week. They blew out. They had a big blowout win. So he's 1-0 as a starter. He didn't have to throw much, but he was 14-20, 173 for 2 touchdowns. And then the guy I caught so much grief for, Daniel Jones, who got cut by the Giants, signed by the Vikings, left the Vikings as a free agent, signed with Indy. They're 3-0. He's completing over 71% of his passes, 272 yards per game, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions for Daniel Jones. And you could have signed Darnold. You could have signed Wilson. Could have signed Wentz. Could have signed Jones.
Have we passed the 6-minute mark yet? I'm just curious.
Instead, you signed Flacco.
This is why I wonder what's wrong with him.
I don't know.
Who wins?
They make medication for this.
Who wins in this conversation? Who walks out better?
That was the wheel of regret being spun.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah.
Did they sign the wrong guy? I thought at the time they did, and I still think they did.
No, because your goal is different than my goal.
Yeah, it's different than my goal too. I was happy with who they brought back.
My goal was to reset the quarterback room, bring in a veteran presence, and get things going in the right direction.
And then
draft the quarterback next year.
Okay. And then?
No, I...
And then?
That's my guy. And then.
There's no guarantee you get the guy next year.
What does mine say?
I don't know. Where's my car?
No guarantee that you get the guy who's going to actually work. But I understand that. And the minute they, the minute they traded the number 2 pick, that's obviously what the plan was. But I think Darnold, Wilson, Wentz, and Daniel Jones are all better options than Joe Flacco. And that's no, I don't mean any disrespect to Joe. He doesn't look like
Sounds
the same.
Disrespectful.
He doesn't look awesome. Well, maybe. He doesn't look like the same quarterback he was when he was here. And they came back and won, and he did a great job on that, to get him into field goal position, and it was a great drive that the team ran. And I'm not saying that he's bad. I just would still much rather have Darnold or Wilson or Wentz or Daniel Jones. And they had the opportunity and they didn't bring him in.
Okay. Wheel of regret. But they also brought in 2 young quarterbacks too. So
yeah. There were other guys that
we haven't seen yet.
Other guys that I think are interesting who they could have brought in. And like Kirk Cousins is still in Atlanta, maybe for good reason. Mac Jones was a free agent, and boy, he's playing well for the Niners with Brock Purdy out.
Yeah, Jeff, how many attempts did you say Flacco had?
126.
126.
That's the Kyle Shanahan magic, though.
Daniel Jones has 88 attempts.
Doesn't matter.
I wish we had Jonathan Taylor.
I'm just saying, if you're going to bring in a guy and you thought you were going to have to throw this much, would Joe Flacco have been that guy? I don't think so, personally. I don't think so.
If you compare him to Daniel Jones and the Colts, then yes, Flacco would have been the guy.
I mean, the Colts were so impressed with Flacco, they let him go and brought in Daniel Jones. And they're 3-0.
That's tired.
It's a fact. They're 3-0.
Oh, come on.
They're 3-0, and he's playing well.
Why did the Browns let Flacco go 2 years ago?
Because they made a mistake.
Okay, you took me for a twist on that. I didn't expect that answer.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Yeah.
So you're saying the Browns should not have let him go last year?
That guy went 5-1 or 4-1 in five games. No, they shouldn't have let him go.
I am having a Fred Sanford right now, man.
Well, Andy, why would they?
No, I'm just impressed with your answer. I was just like, I didn't expect
why
that.
Why would they have let him go? He won.
Why? Because they wanted Deshaun Watson to be the quarterback.
He was 4-1 as a starter. Deshaun Watson was 4-1 as a starter.
You had two guys who could
win football games for you, and you let one of them walk.
They wanted to make sure the runway was clear so that the Watson plane could land.
I get that, but all you had to do was say, hey, Joe, if you're coming back, you're going to be the backup to Deshaun, okay? And if he said, then there you go. So,
and you can't tell me they weren't worried about the fans sitting in the stands.
Oh, fan schmans. You know why I say that?
Because we have a fan base
screaming for Dylan Gabriel, and we have a fan base screaming for Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
Fans are always going to be screaming.
So you can't
base your decisions around the fans.
Jeff Phelps does not care about the fans. True or false? I just want to make sure I'm getting it straight. Jeff Phelps hates fans. Just saying. Just washing my hands of that.
I've never, ever liked you. Really, I never have. I faked it for 14 years.
That's okay.
Lola's in Asheville.
You're not the only one.
Or is it Nashville? Where are you, Lowell?
Asheville County.
All right.
What's up,
Good Lowell? To have you with us.
Hey, listen, you know what? I know you guys maybe want this quarterback because of that. They didn't bring Joe back because they want to keep room for Deshaun. That's all fine and dandy. And the fans.
Wait. Like nobody. I don't think we've had a phone call in more than a year. Somebody wants to make room for Deshaun. I think Deshaun's. We both think he's on the table for this year, though.
Yep.
And we might be. I get people so mad. I've got somebody's. I got a friend whose husband wants to fight me over the fact that I could even think that they're going to put Deshaun back out on the field. Look at the checkbook, kids.
I really don't want to get into Deshaun thing. I really don't want to. The only thing I'm going to say to you, and I've told you before, Kevin doesn't like to run the football. If you run the football, then we will have success with Joe. Joe's a stable anchor mooring for right now. And look back at the game 2 years ago when it's colder now. New Orleans ran the football. Kevin doesn't like to run the football.
All right, Lowell. I actually would beg to differ.
I would tell you the reason they won the game on Sunday is because they ran the football. Would you argue that?
No.
Quinshon Judkins helped them win that game.
All I do know is that the Browns quarterback has thrown the most passes in the National Football League. Mark's in Cleveland. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jeff. I totally disagree with you all offseason about Daniel Jones, but you hit that one right on the head. And I agree with what Jeff talking about. When you go get a Joe Flacco, I don't think he was really trying to win. I think these guys, the ownership was like, okay, we're going to go ahead and let you guys pick your quarterback because you haven't had your quarterback that this GM and coach went ahead and got. And I think that's the thing they're trying to do. Because you look at Joe Flacco, man, this guy literally had the 10th worst game in Browns history. We got the win, so we overlooked how bad that game was.
What? The 10 worst games in Browns history?
He had the 10th worst quarterback game out of Browns history.
One. Okay, I thought you were saying he had 10 games.
Mark, the offense was terrible on Sunday.
That game ranked number 10 in the worst quarterbacks of Browns history, man. So, I mean, we're keeping him just on the simple fact that I think that we want to get another quarterback next year. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right,
Mark. All right. Thank you very much.
Drop the mic.
I think Mark might actually be right about that.
That's because he said you were right when he came. Should we be spinning the wheel of regret, guys?
Sam Darnold was there. Russell Wilson was there. I know money had something to do with this because you're paying Deshaun so much money. Carson Wentz looks like he can still play and is doing okay for Minnesota. We'll see how that goes. Daniel Jones, kind of the talk of the NFL at quarterback. Are we spinning the wheel of regret? Should Shedeur maybe have said, yeah, I'd love to back up Lamar Jackson? You'll understand next, right here on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baskin and Phelps. Time for Andy Baskin to send along a message.
Jeff Phelps doesn't like Cleveland fans.
The Cleveland...
You're so full of...
He loves Cleveland fans, sorry. Just sometimes he feels like he's got some issues going on, and you get...
I don't have any issues going on.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know. Hey, the Browns
I'm
first,
issue free.
That's true, you are. Issue number one. The Browns' first win of the season is in the books, and you don't want to miss a minute of the Fan with the latest breaking news from Berea and around the NFL during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
Every once in a while, we have something that's kind of a behind-the-scenes joke amongst us fellas here.
I don't know if you listen to the afternoon show, man. This is out there.
And we decide to just take it from behind the scenes and just bring it out front and center. So we've decided to do that with a certain quarterback who wears number 12 for the Cleveland Browns, who has a dad who's the head coach of Colorado. So anytime we need to talk about Mr. Sanders, either one of them, you're going to hear this. 92.3
2020 Shador.
You can play it again. Let's enjoy it.
2020 Shador.
Yeah.
Where's Shafan?
We've become the Shafan. Well, by become, I mean, we've been the Shafan. Now we're
Can we just totally admit this? I mean, the whole thing is a total ripoff of the afternoon show, right? We get it. We understand it. They've been doing this since day one. I got to give them props because I laugh every time they do it, and now I'm laughing that you went and put that to a regular promo, which is unbelievable.
92.3 Shador.
the truth of our situation. The third string quarterback's holding pressers doesn't play.
We have had second string quarterbacks that have had a ton of love, right? Throughout our entire lives.
Let me give Kelly Holcomb a hug.
I can't remember when we've ever felt this way about the third string quarterback.
My guy, Mike Pagel.
What was Brian Sipe when he first came in?
17th string.
No, that was the round he was drafted in, isn't it?
I think it was 13, actually.
Yeah. I've never been in the situation before where we have talked more about the third string quarterback.
Well, we do have information to impart, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then there's actual storyline.
92.3 2020.
Shador.
His dad was on the New Heights podcast with your favorite Cleveland Heights guys.
I'm a little irked at Jason. Going to be honest. Love him. Love him. Love our Heights bond. Our plaques are right next to each other in the Hall of Fame, man. I'm a big fan. Love both those Kelsey guys.
Kelsey Baskin.
I was a little... We don't do things alphabetical, Cleveland. So he did something a little irritating last night.
Yeah, he earned a living, Andy. He earned a living.
I don't know. I love him. I will always love him. I will love both brothers. I'll always appreciate the fact that they talked to me when they were at Cincinnati and that their dad comes on the show.
They speak kindly of you, Steve.
Certainly
talk to Andy Baskin.
It was just really awkward and odd when he was wearing the Ravens band uniform last night. I'm glad that he changed out of it quickly. I was good with that. And I didn't hear what he said, so.
He had the strap like under his nose.
Yeah, it did, because it didn't fit. Obviously, it didn't fit because it was Baltimore. I mean, come on, that makes sense, but. I was just slightly tinge last night.
Isn't the Chiffon. Back to Chiffon.
Okay, sorry.
They had Shador's dad, Deion Sanders, on their New Heights podcast. And you know, if you're on the New Heights podcast, you've made it. That's a big deal.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, so when you get your name dropped on there,
certainly talk to Andy Baskin.
Boom. Yeah, see, I mean,
so there you go.
Ed totally hooking me up on that podcast. Yeah, thank you.
That was before it got big. But no, it was that, big, that led to it getting big. Dropping an AB on him right there.
That was before Tate.
No.
This isn't 92.3 the Baskin. We're at the Chiffon.
That's a valid point.
You're cooking.
Deion was on with the guys, and he talked about two different things here. We got two cuts we want to play for you. One of them was about the rumbling that's out there that Shador told the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, I don't really want to go and back up Lamar Jackson.
They made a big deal out of Philly called us on draft day.
Okay.
They didn't mention that. I just let a cat out of the bag. Who was it? Baltimore and the Browns. They forget. I know I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzy are cool. So we understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shador as well as you want to talk to me. And I put Shador on the phone, and Shador, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years? I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today. Where do these guys come from that sit on these platforms and say, oh, you should have sat in behind and learned the game and been what they developed? When have the pros ever developed anybody? By the time you get to the NFL, they expect you to know what you need to do and to do it, or somebody else go get in there and do it.
That was Deion on the New Heights podcast. You agree with what he said? Why go back up Lamar Jackson?
There is a part of me that says, because I'm a firm believer that you have to have two quarterbacks in the NFL. You must. So the days of thinking that a guy is going to start 16 games, I think, are long gone.
Or even 17.
Back to 16 because of when it was originated, before we had 17.
Sure.
That I may have rolled the dice with Baltimore if I was him to have the opportunity. Like if it was a Green Bay situation where you thought maybe in a year or two. But then the other thing is you get that. I mean, there's that New England formula too that says be the backup behind Tom Brady, and all of a sudden you're going to be one of the most wanted guys in the NFL. So, and if he's tight with Ozzy, and if Ozzy had said to Deion, look, we want him here. We think he's the perfect complement to Lamar. I mean, you know how crazy the NFL is. You just never know. Then maybe I could see wanting to go play in Baltimore if I was him. I could see it. I don't think it's as cut and dry as what Deion said. And I mean, Deion knows way more about football than any of us. I just don't think it's that cut and dry. Do you?
No. You could have gone and backed up Lamar Jackson, and then, you know, after your rookie deal's up, go sign somewhere and be a starter. Baltimore could have traded you. I mean, it would be a great environment for a young quarterback to go to. John Harbaugh's a great coach.
Yeah,
I think it would have been a great situation. And apparently the same deal happened in Philadelphia. Didn't want to go back up Jalen Hurts. Well, Nick Sirianni's got some things going there, so that seems to be working.
Yeah.
Deion continued, and he was asked about, you know, Shador's here in Cleveland. What's this all about?
Have you been keeping up with Shador in Cleveland? What's the best piece of advice you've given him as a dad and as a coach?
Be patient and be ready. You got to be ready when it's time. But when it's time, you're going to know. And it's coming up. You know, I got a prediction. I ain't telling nobody. I got a feeling when it's going to go down. But it's going to go down this year.
It's going to happen. All right.
Yeah, he's going to get a shot.
Okay, when?
Can I ask this? Is he completely, and is everybody, completely overlooking Dylan Gabriel? I mean, pecking order right now, Dylan's the sandwich. You know, he's the bologna between Flacco and Sanders. You got a piece of bread on each side of Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
What if Dylan goes in? What if Dylan goes in eventually and then plays well? We're not going to see Shador Sanders unless there's an injury.
Yeah, I mean, would you rather sit two in Baltimore or three in Cleveland? And I guess if you look at the jersey, maybe that's why you say Cleveland.
Well, clearly a path to playing time is more evident here. You know, you've got to beat out a fellow rookie, and you've got to beat out a 40-year-old guy who, you know, may or may not be in the league much longer. And I say that for next year. You know, so what are you going to do?
I
think everybody's overlooking Dylan
point,
Gabriel.
I just think attrition is going to give him a shot here at some point.
Maybe. Dylan could get in there and actually play well. You never know, right?
Yeah, no,
Frank's
you never know.
In Cleveland. Hello, Frank.
This is Drake. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Drake,
It just sounds like Frank. Hey, we need to talk to Alant. He needs to get his hearing cleared up. Alant, fix your hearing.
That is crazy.
Sorry, hey, Drake.
I got to say this, man. I got to say this. No disrespect. It is hilarious to hear Mary Kay get on here and talk about a second Super Bowl window. When was the first one? We've never seen it. Like, I have no – the Browns have the audacity to tell these people to say these things. It's ridiculous. But the next –
Wait, you're not going to say that – I'm sorry. Maybe I misheard her when she was saying that. I mean, we had a chance when we were in the 80s. That was an opportunity. Is that what
Super
she was saying?
Bowl window. Like, as if they – yeah, we know what we're doing. We're prominent. At the end of the day, Jeff, that was hilarious as well because you said Dylan Gabriel is the baloney between Flacco and Shador, and that's exactly how everyone in Cleveland feels. He's the baloney between Shador and Flacco. Exactly. He should not be there. It's ridiculous that he's even in this place ahead of Shador. But Kevin Stefanski has told you, the Browns have told you, Mary Kay, Grossi, Jay Crawford, Albert Breer, Diana Russini, Didi Akikibwala has all told you how the Browns really love Dylan Gabriel so much, and they were so impressed with his computer-like brain and how he got the offensive grasp. So why won't they play him?
Because Joe Flacco is your starter. What do you mean, why wouldn't they play
him? For now, Joe Flacco is your starter.
We've seen open receivers. Now, game one, I was on his side. Game one, I felt like, okay, it's Cincinnati. They said they don't have a defense. Okay, first game of the year, throw that out. Okay. The second game, you missed receivers. The third game, you really missed receivers. That flea flicker play was a touchdown waiting to happen. My kid could have threw that. He still checked it down. He was wide open in the middle of the field. How can you not see that? But I just wanted to say before I go, if we all see the same thing, because I know y'all see what I see. Well, what I see is a veteran quarterback that's trying to keep the locker room together, but he can't see on the field. There are plays that he's leaving on the field every down. After a while, the veterans are going to start turning on that, and they're going to start turning on the coach. Play the young guys and let the defense protect them. Bring them along, give them a script of plays to run, and you get them some confidence. Stop with this, they're not ready. Well, what do you like about them if they're not ready? I'm lost. If you like them so much, he's grasping the offense so much, what don't you like about him to say he's not ready? Which one is it? He played 6 years in college. If you're not ready now, when the hell will you be ready?
Drake,
thank you for taking my call.
Drake,
thank you.
I agree with you completely.
I think he had some very interesting points.
I do.
I would have 100% agreed with him in the third quarter on Sunday.
Without question. Number to join is 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. You're on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.